top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the Prime Evening News for today, Wednesday, February 28th, in the headlines. Electoral Commission member and former police officer Wayne James urged the Dominica Police Welfare Association to convene a meeting among officers on island to address the poor working conditions.
Q95DA.com.
A UN official expresses concerns over inadequate global support for the Bridgetown Initiative, which targets the triple threats of debt, climate and inflation crises. And Prince Harry said on Wednesday he would mount an appeal after he lost his legal challenge against the British government's decision and to take away his police protection when he is in the UK.
Q95.
The news is brought to you compliments Archipelago Trading Agents of Beacon Insurance Limited. Details coming up next.
You'll settle for more. Get up to 35% off Beacon's fully comprehensive vehicle insurance and still cover a whole lot more. Enjoy higher discounts and better coverage for any kind of vehicle, car, SUV or pickup with free loss of use, windscreen cover and special perils. To sign up, call Archipelago Trading at 448-5247 or log on to beacon.co.tt and settle for more today.
Wayne James, a former police officer, has urged the Dominica Police Welfare Association to organize a meeting for police officers across the island to address the challenging working conditions they endure. He emphasized the importance of discussing the current state of affairs, highlighting the detrimental impact such conditions may have on the country. According to Wayne James, morale within the police force has reached an unprecedented low in 2024. Signaling the urgent need for action to improve the situation.
One of my disappointments is that the police force have something they call a welfare association. I do not know if Mr. Drygo is still the chairman, but if he is, I want to call on you, Mr. Drygo, to call a meeting with your men and address the issues that I have dealt with there, because police officers in 2024 cannot be subjected to this, because you know what? That is going to take a toll on the country. The police officers are going to be the police force has, the lowest I've seen the police force in terms of moral is now. I don't know how low it can get. It is simple and easy to answer. Matelte, because of political interference, Raven Blackman that is running the police force, ask any police officer, meet them off the record. Tell them you're speaking to them off the record. Raven Blackman is the man that is running the police force. You see this guy, Davidson Valerie, that is there acting commissioner.
James advocates for significant public awareness regarding the challenging working conditions faced by police officers. He suggests that the current police chief's appointment appears unlikely, with concerns that political motives may manipulate the decision.
I want to say to Davidson Valerie, he will never get confirmed in that. He cannot get confirmed in that position. Because you see, those politicians that rule this country, when they can use and abuse you, they understand that they have you where they want. They will use, abuse you, and spit you out, because very soon they have no use for him. Remember I said that to me. So Valerie has decided to put on a political cloak on him as acting commissioner of police and not interested and concerned about the men that he leads. I'm happy that I had this opportunity to bring to the general public this information as to the treatment our police officers are subject to now. And I'm calling on the police officer, my former colleague, take your rightful stand. Take your rightful stand. You are brothers, you are sisters, our nephews, our nieces, our cousins, our friends. I, Wayne James, understand the work that you have to do. And without those things, I know how frustrating it will be and is for you all at this time.
And that was Wayne James, a former police officer. CEO of Discover Dominica Authority, Colin Piper, touted a significant increase in visitor arrivals to Dominica for Carnival, with a total of 4,635 visitors recorded. He claimed that this surge underscores the growing interest in Mass Dominic. Piper referenced a report from the International Monetary Fund, IMF, indicating that visitors spent an average of $3,323 per person. applying this figure to the visitors attending Carnival. He suggests that a substantial tourism expenditure of $15.4 million was generated on the island leading up to Carnival 2024.
The surge in visitor numbers, with a total attendance of 4,635, that's at B3, underscores the growing appeal of Mass Domini. Most of these visitors, or 58% of these visitors, or 2,679 people, arrived by the ferry, while the remaining 42%, or 1,956, travel by air. Now, a published IMF report on Dominica dated August 2023 indicates that a visitor spend of $3,323 per visitor spending for stayover visitors to the destination. So if we apply that to the 4,635 visitors that arrived in the period under review leading up to Carnival, it would indicate that up to $15.4 million of tourism expenditure happened on island from these visitors. And delving further into the economic impact of Mass Dominique on our local community, the benefits are multiple. Tourism and hospitality benefits, the hospitality sector comprising hotels, guest houses, and rental properties, also reap the benefits of increased visitor arrival. These boosted revenue during the festival and can lead to return visits throughout the year. Job creation. Mass Dominique contributed to job creation with temporary positions emerging in various sectors such as event management, security, catering, and costume design. This in turn helped to alleviate unemployment and stimulate the surge in commerce resulted in a corresponding rise in tax revenue collected by the government.
Piper revealed plans for an exciting Carnival celebration next year, indicating that early preparations are already on the way. He emphasized that several areas for enhancement have been identified and will be carefully considered to elevate the event's quality.
So as we look to the future, we have exciting plans for next year's Carnival. Early planning, as has been discussed, and increased participation in the city's carnivals will be a focus. Learning from the experiences of this year, we acknowledge the need for improvements and changes. We recognize the importance of improving communication between the bands and the road parade committee to ensure proper spacing between the bands on the carnival route and clear communication on all carnival matters. This will enhance the flow, the overall flow, and experience for both participants and spectators. The t-shirt band on Tuesday is up for review. We are considering changing the time for Juve. Are we ready for that sort of discussion? To accommodate participants better and to ensure a seamless flow of event. We're considering greater incentives to participants to encourage and improve traditional mass on Carnival Monday, fostering a deeper connection to our cultural heritage. So we understand the importance of facilitating faster responses for duty-free requests, and certainly we'll be streamlining this process to contribute to the overall efficiency of our preparations for future Carnival. Vision Mass Dominique 2024 has been a remarkable celebration showcasing the spirit and resilience of our people. Our success is a testament to the collaboration between local communities, businesses, and visitors.
CEO of Discover Dominica Authority, Colin Piper. Digicel Business has unveiled its innovative hospitality solutions aimed at revolutionizing guest experiences in hotels, resorts, and hospitality establishments worldwide. With a dedication to innovation and excellence, Digicel Business says it is empowering the hospitality industry to thrive in the digital era. In today's landscape, where guests deemed seamless connectivity, personalized interactions, and efficient services, Digicel Business is pioneering solutions to meet these evolutionizing expectations head-on. The Hospitality Solutions Suite offers a diverse range of services and technologies set to redefine guest interactions within establishments. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website, that's www.q95da.com. Bernard Ito, leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, has articulated the collective stance of opposition parties in their quest to form a new government, challenging the current ruling DLP administration. The opposition's agenda is centered on implementing robust policies aimed at fostering growth across all facets of the economy, ultimately enhancing the well-being of the Dominican people. Ito's remarks underscored the opposition's determination to showcase their preparedness to govern the nation effectively.
We are going to create an alternative government to this administration. We will set up the structure so that we can execute our programs. We can demonstrate to you, because we do not want you to take it at first, that we are ready, that these people are capable, that they have the ideas that are necessary. And that is the sort of mentality that we have to take going forward. So we are here to transform our political culture, our social culture. We want to make Dominica a meritocracy. That means that if you are good, you are good. You get the opportunity whether you're red, you're green, or you're blue. It is based on your ability to do good things, to do positive things, to contribute to our country, and that is what it is about. It is a new political culture we're talking about, you know, my friends. A whole new vibe. A transformational moment is a tipping point. Because for a long time, Dominic has been sort of stuck in the same old kind of vibe. But you know what this, you know what the pressure from this government has forced? It has forced us to reinvent the whole damn thing. To rethink everything about how we approach our lives. How we think about politics. What we think about what we can do. And that's the moment that's in front of us.
Ito further commented that over the next two decades, Dominicans will reflect on the nation's journey and achievements with pride, noting significant strides made under the governance and leadership of a different political party.
Let me tell you something. In 20 years from now, we will look back and we will say, it is at this moment that the little Switzerland of the Caribbean was created. It is at this moment that one of the best modern democracies in the developing world was created. It was at this moment that we transformed that vision of what Dominica could always be into reality. And I am excited about that future. I am excited about that future for me, for you, for all of us. I am telling you, it's not a vain, abstract dream. It's a very real thing. But I want all of you all to take back agency of your lives. Roosevelt's carried has made Dominicans believe that they have to depend on him. Roosevelt's carried has made Dominicans believe that they are disempowered. But you are not. Every one of you, I want you to say, I can do this thing too. All of us doing this together. Right? When we ask, what are these fellas doing? I don't want you to ask, what the man doing in leadership of the opposition? Say, what are we doing?
And that was Bernard Ito, leader of the Dominica Freedom Party. Former Prime Minister Edison James has cast doubt on Dominica Labour Party administration's assertion that Dominica boasts the best CBI program worldwide. James emphasized that if the program truly held such a prestigious status, it would significantly contribute to the country's revenue and overall economic development. However, he argued that there is a lack of evidence in the nation's economy to support such claims.
We have been told, if not CBI, what? Okay? CBI is the source of money, source of revenue for the country, CBI money. We have also been told that we have the best CBI in the world. That would mean, logically, that the CBI, which the objective of which is to bring money into the country, being the best CBI in the world, we would be getting a lot of money coming into our country. And if we have a lot of money coming into our country, then it's illogical to think with that kind of a lot of money coming to our country that we will not be able to pay our way at the, with respect to our health service, we'll not be able to be paying our public servants, we'll not be able to be paying NEP. So there must be something wrong. The best CBI in the world, a program which is designed to generate revenue and to bring revenue in the country, apparently is not bringing it in. Not apparently, clearly is not bringing it in. So the effort is for all of us to work among ourselves, with our prime minister, with our government, with our parliamentary representatives to get our money.
James says he believes that the unions on island should see the hashtag Do Nothing Day as an opportunity to encourage members, calling the organizers of the campaign to engage the union for further impact on this activity.
And so the sacrifice we're making, that we call me, is a sacrifice for us personally and for country generally. I think people should be now going to their parliamentary representatives, every one of them, starting from La Prine, coming through Grand Fort, Castle Bruce, and going wrong, and going to their power reps and say, I want you to join with me, and I want to join with you for us to get our money back. So I see people talking about, oh, it will not work until unless the bus drive. But the call to do nothing is for the bus drivers. It is for the contractors who are going bankrupt. It is for the truckers who have the vehicles and parked on the side and have to work for the people on the airport project, I understand, as drivers when the trucks on which we have to pay insurance and license are sitting on the road in the garage. You understand? So that is what it's about. So let us look at it that way. The question of the unions. I believe the unions should see this as an opportunity to encourage their people. But I agree with who suggests that. Out of an abundance of caution, I would suggest to the organizers that they send a communication to the union, to the DIC, to the DEF, and to the tourism organization. And, you know, I believe some of the firms should be putting out notices to tell their people from Monday to Friday, unfortunately, and we apologize, but our services will not be available to you for that period.
Former Prime Minister Edison James. In other news, a senior official from the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development has expressed concerns regarding the inadequate commitment of resources by the international community to support the Bridgetown Initiative. The initiative aims to address three significant threats to development: debt, climate, and inflation crises. Speaking at the outset of the three-day workshop titled Building Economic Resilience Through South-South Cooperation and Integrated Policy Strategies held at the Accra Beach Hotel, Richard Kozul-White, Director of the Organization Globalization and Development Strategies Division, underscored the necessity of the initiative in tackling issues related to the cost of capital, particularly impacting developing nations and island economies. The Bridgetown Initiative, championed by Prime Minister Mia Motley ahead of COP27, the United Nations Conference on Climate Change in 2022, advocates for a comprehensive restructuring of the global financial architecture and development finance with a focus on debt, climate, and inflation crises. Writing an interview with Barbados Today, emphasized the significance of the initiative, originating from the Global South, and praised Prime Minister Motley's advocacy. He highlighted the initiative's agenda of addressing challenges associated with borrowing cost and exchange rate fluctuations, particularly affecting developing countries and island economies. And Prince Harry announced on Wednesday his intention to appeal after losing his legal battle against the British government's decision to withdraw his police protection while he is in the United Kingdom. Harry, the younger son of King Charles, took a legal action against the government at the High Court in London following the Home Office's decision in February of 2020 to end his automatic personal police security while in Britain.
Prince Harry on Wednesday lost his legal challenge against the British government's decision to take away his police protection when he is in the UK. Harry had received fully publicly funded security protection provided by the state, but the Home Office decided to cease his personal police security when he stepped back from his royal duties and moved to California with his American wife Meghan in March 2020. Harry, King Charles' younger son, and was granted permission for a judicial review of the Home Office's decision. His lawyers told a hearing in December that the decision subjected him to unlawful, unfair, and unjustifiable treatment. But the government's legal team said the change in protection is a result from Harry's change of status to a non-working royal. The team added that Harry would be treated in a bespoke manner and occasionally be included within the cohort of individuals receiving publicly funded protection. The High Court agreed, concluding that there had been no unlawfulness in the decision.
That's the Prime Evening News, and here's a recap of the headlines. Electoral Commission member and a former police officer, Wayne James, urged the Dominica Police Welfare Association to convene a meeting among officers on island to address the poor working conditions.
The Big Station.
A UN official expresses concerns over inadequate global support for the Bridgetown Initiative, which targets the triple threats of debt, climate, and inflation crises. And Prince Harry said on Wednesday he would mount an appeal after he lost his legal challenge against the British government's decision to take away his police protection while he is in the UK.
Q95.
The news was brought to you compliments Archipelago Trading Agents of Beacon Insurance Limited. I am Fudis Environment.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional.